All right, it's vacation. It's time for Dr. Farrar podcast. Let's start targeted. This episode will be reviewing WCW Spring Stampede 1980, which is the first house from it, produced by WCW World Championship Wrestling, placed on April 11th, 1999, at the Tacoma Dome in Tacoma, Washington. It was the fourth event in the Spring Stampede chronology. Let me go into this one. First in a singles match, Juventud Guerrero defeated Blitzkrieg. Awesome match. Two thumbs up. I definitely enjoyed this one. Very solid opener. Very high flying and awesome. I definitely liked it. Hardcore match. Bam Bam Bigelow defeated Hack with Chastity. It was good until they got in the ring, then kind of plotted down. But like the outside of the ring brawling was great. Singles match. Scotty Riggs defeated Mikey Whipwreck. This match just alright. Just there. That's the best way I can describe it. It's like Scotty Riggs had this Playboy gimmick. I don't know what the hell he was doing, but it was just weird. Singles match. Conan defeated Disco Inferno. Very entertaining stuff here. I mean, they just Disco Inferno's antics are just great. Then Conan went revenge. Very entertaining stuff. Probably the most entertaining, weird storyline ever. Disco Inferno mocking Conan's music video. Revolet all day and every day. It's totally just reading the lyrics and making a mockery of it. Especially when he had like the lyrics in his hand on the printout. Made it even funnier. And then a singles match of WCW Cruiserweight Championship. Rey Mysterio Jr. defeated Billy Kidd in an awesome match. Two thumbs up. I thought it was very entertaining. This is a fantastic match. Very, very good stuff. One of the best Cruiserweight matches in WCW in the 90s. Tag team match. Chris Benoit and Dean Malenko with Arn Anderson defeated Raven and Perry Saturn in an awesome match. The two thumbs up match. Definitely enjoyed it. Definitely one of the best tag team matches that I ever saw in WCW. I thought it was very good. Technically sound, just overall, just fantastic psychology, holds match up, everything. Singles match with the vacant WCW United States Heavyweight Championship. Scott Steiner defeated Booker T in a great match. Scott Steiner almost brawling with the fans and like yelling and screaming and going in rants of hate throughout the matches is great. He was just spent half the match like yelling at the fans. And then the match is pretty good too. Very good chemistry between the two. Lots of back and forth action. Definitely entertaining. Singles match, Goldberg defeated Kevin Nash with Lex Luger and Miss Elizabeth. Pretty good. Goldberg got his revenge against Nash, and it just was one of the got what it done what it needed to get done. And then four corners match for WCW World Heavyweight Championship with Randy Savage as a special guest referee. Diamond Dallas Page defeated Ric Flair, Hollywood Hogan, and Sting to win the title. And a pretty fun match. That was very, very solid. This is a match where Hogan injured his knee and had to leave during the match. But overall, I thought it was a solid match. Two thumbs up. Overall, I like this event a lot. Peace, have a good one. Peace, podcast, corn, send, and my social swim. Sweet Adon, our producers, DOGs. Peace, have a good one.